So tonight we're just continuing our devotional series entitled A Call to Prayer, and it is a thought that we know that we should pray. Often we think of the one verse where it says that how Jesus taught the men ought always to pray and not to faint, and a lot of times our lives can be have that verse totally twisted around, where it's like we always faint and we don't pray, and we don't want that. And so we want to, from God's word, be motivated to seek His help, and so just giving some different thoughts from God's word to help us in that. And so I just want to read, the we'll read a ways till I guess we feel that it's read enough. I just want to get this perspective, and this is, of course, from David. And these were, as we see, words spoken when the Lord delivered him from the hand of his enemies. And so this is kind of on the other side of things, that he was in the midst of difficult troubles that were very overwhelming to him, that he just was always, seemed he was on the run from Saul, and just never seemed to stop, and he was so desperate that he actually went and hid amongst the Philistines just so he'd get some relief, and we know that didn't end well. So we're just going to begin reading verse number 1. He says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also, the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And so we see in this passage that, again, it's kind of at the end where he's experienced deliverance, but it is, I think, a testimony of David that we can read that can be a great encouragement to us. And that it's, because there's times where we are in desperate straits, where we have things around us that overwhelm us. It can be, as it says, sorrows of death, floods of ungodly men, of just those that seek our hurt, sorrows of hell, the snares of death prevented me. Different things that make us afraid, that lead us to a place of being in distress. And so you think of it that when there's a ship out at sea, and they're in trouble. They send out a distress signal. And there's going to be times in our lives where we're in a situation that is bigger than what we can handle, and we'll be in distress. And it's the thing, is that sometimes it could be where we've done some things that haven't been wise, and so we suffer the consequences of that. Other times it can simply be where the devil wants to attack us, especially if he knows God's hand is on us, God has a plan for our lives. I know we considered that in Sunday school last week, of how it's the thing is that the devil only attacks us if he thinks we're a threat. And so we realize that. But there is those times, and we can be overwhelmed by the situation, be crippled by anxiety and fear and doubt and panic. But what we need to always do is, in our distress, we send out a distress signal to God. That we try to seek help from others, but we often find that, as a psalmist found elsewhere, that refuge of others failed him, that nobody cared for his soul. But we know when we cry to the Lord in our time of distress, in our time of desperation, that he's going to hear us. That he's not a God that's far off, that's far away. And we see that he cares for us, and he's going to come to help. And we see, of course, with David, that he very much was waxed poetic in just kind of giving a picture of God coming down. But we just see of how just the picture that he gives is just of how God coming down in great power and might, where it's basically one of his own is being attacked, being hurt, and he's coming down to defend them, to protect them, to deliver them. And it just, as he speaks, that it's almost like the seas themselves are pushed away, and the foundations of the world discover it, the blast of the breath of his nostrils, just the force and the strength. And it was in a position where David felt that he was drowning in many ways, just overwhelming. But we see in verse 16, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. That it just, almost a picture of it, where he's there and he's just struggling to keep his head afloat. He's feeling weak. He can't tread water anymore. He just feels like he's gonna slip below the surface forever. And God reaches down and grabs him and pulls him out. And we see as well, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. That he was at a place where he knew that the forces against him were far greater than he was. And we consider that from last week, what we considered of how we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That the spiritual forces arrayed against us are too strong for us. And so we need him. We need to cry out for him. And we find that we can be overwhelmed, but the Lord is the one we can trust in. The Lord is the one that can bring deliverance. And we see that he brought him to a large place. And he says, he delivered me because he delighted in me. And we see in the verses to follow that it says, the Lord reward me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For his judgments were before me, I did not put away his statutes from me, I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to the right, my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. And so we recognize with David that the Lord delivered him, and he could have the assurance the Lord would deliver him because of the relationship that he had with him. And that he was drawing close to God. He was trusting in God, following God. And so he knew that God was going to be there for him in his time of need. And so it's something for us to consider, because it most likely will not be the situation that David had, where we're running for our lives, although you never know what may happen in times to come. But there are times where we face different trials, different forces which threaten to overwhelm us, and we need to know that God is our rock and our fortress and our deliverer, that we can trust in Him, we can run to Him, and we can call upon Him. And it isn't where we have to figure out how to fix it ourselves. We learn to call to Him. And sometimes, we wish that God would make life really easy for us, that nothing would ever go wrong, that we'd never face any kind of adversity. But we know that's not what God's plan is for us. We shall through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And we don't want to necessarily assume that things are coming because we're being punished by God for something we've done, or things are happening because God has forgotten and abandoned us, because we know that's not true. He will never leave us or forsake us. But we want to realize is that, especially when it comes to praying, is that sometimes it's necessary for the Lord to allow us to get into a place of distress so that we will call upon Him. That we get to a place where there's nowhere to look but up. And He wants to show Himself strong. He wants to be our deliverer. He is able to deliver us. And so it's learning to come to Him and just recognizing that for David, that, and we know David wasn't a perfect man. He made a lot of different mistakes. We just think of all the wives he had and all the trouble that caused and many other things. But yet he had a relationship with God. And when he cried to the Lord in his distress, the Lord heard him and delivered him. And so it's the thing is that we can read this and we can have that confidence in recognizing if God did this for David, He's still the same God then as He was now. That as I follow Him, as I cry unto Him in my distress, that He can help me. And a lot of times He's the only one that can. And so may the Lord help us to call on the name of the Lord in our distress, and so that He can show Himself to be our deliverer.